This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're getting into money power in the last hour of the show. And according to research, many South Africans have multiple bank accounts, even though some of them are continuously on a minus. And the question remains, why have multiple bank accounts if they're actually putting you in debt via banking fees? Mr. Jones said, "Hey, don't worry about that. Don't worry. If you worry, if you start asking those kind of questions, you will not have nice things."
That's and that Mr. was Jones. Reported. That was supported by Refilo as well.
Oh yeah, she did. Yeah. She did support that.
All right.
So I don't know. Anyway, our money power today is focusing on how to maintain multiple bank accounts if you absolutely must. We're joined by CEO of Wealthy Money and author of What's Your Money Personality, Bangile Makwakwa. Bangile, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Morning, Paul. Morning, Jones.
Hi, Vanille.
Great, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you being here with us. Is it getting more and more common for people to have multiple bank accounts? And what does that, you know, attribute to? What attributes to that? Because I was saying earlier that I actually don't even know the last time I met someone who only has one bank account.
Yes, I think it's getting more and more common for people to have multiple bank accounts, mainly because banks sell you bank accounts. Each bank is selling you a bank account. And I think most people buy what they're sold, right? And you're told different benefits, and maybe you'll get a mortgage with this bank, or you'll get a car loan with this bank. So when you apply for mortgages or car loans and all these other things, most banks require you to bank with them, right? So I think that most people get different bank accounts for those reasons. And I think a huge part of it is definitely linked to the loan factor and the debt factor. And that's why a lot of people have different bank accounts. And then some people are told that if you go with a different bank, then you get a higher interest if you save and all other benefits. So, yeah, I think a lot of people have different bank accounts. I think I'm the only person that I know that has one personal account with one bank. But I have different bank accounts for my businesses, right? So different businesses require different bank accounts. But on a personal level, as me, I only have one bank account because, yeah, I'm not paying many banking fees.
I hear
not
you.
Paying banking fees to different banks.
And you know, maybe, you know, as someone who has one bank account, what are some of the things that people don't know, but should know about having multiple accounts? Because the truth is, even though you have multiple accounts, you might find that maybe your income, if you earn a salary, it goes into one account, assuming you don't have any other alternative forms of income. Let's say you have one income, it usually goes into one account, and the others are not receiving an income. So, I mean, what should people know about having multiple accounts?
Okay, so if you have multiple accounts, you're paying different banking fees. I did last year, open up a second personal account with a different bank, and I promptly closed it a few months later because I noticed one thing, right? It's that on a personal level, just like when with all my different business accounts, it means that I have to track each and every bank account. And that's fine for business because each business is its own entity. But when it comes to your personal account, you're paying fees twice, right? It means that I have to be tracking both bank accounts. I'm a big believer in looking at my expenses and how I'm spending money and looking at my bank account on a daily basis, as you guys know. So what was happening with me was that I was actually forgetting about the other bank account and not actually looking at that bank account, and it felt like labor. So I actually started to feel, even though it was just one extra account, it felt a little overwhelming to my nervous system. And so I would constantly forget about that account because, well, I would say forget in inverted commas because I didn't want to have to deal with that extra labor. So it became harder to keep track of everything. It became harder to keep track of expenses, investments, savings, all of that. So when I shut it down, it's just become a lot more simpler. So apart from the banking fees, it's also about simplification. So when it comes to finances, one of the first things that I say to people is you want to simplify everything as much as possible, because the more you have going on, the more overwhelming it gets and the more it becomes challenging to start tracking everything, especially if you're not working with a team. Of course, in business, I have an accountant, and she tracks so much of that for me. And she'll tell me when certain things are going haywire in different business accounts. But as a person, on a personal level, my accountant is not looking at my stuff in the way that she's looking at my business stuff. Mm. So it's about simplifying so that you can actually make better decisions for your personal finances. And honestly, I found that I'm back to normal, back to baseline without that extra account. And also, if we really think about it, with different, under one bank account, you can open up multiple accounts, right? So yes, you have one personal account, but you can have a savings account, a check account, a 32-day call account. You can have multiple accounts within that. So when you open up your banking app, you're just seeing all those accounts. Unlike if I'm going from one banking app to the next banking app. Oh, that was also a big thing, like having to learn a new banking app. It was driving me crazy. I don't know about other people's experiences.
It was
making my relationship with money very not as seamless, you know?
And I get that, Abagile. Maybe let's say we have someone who's listening and they're thinking about an account that they opened because there was that one transaction that had to happen and they did that but never used it again. I mean, what can this person do?
I mean, if you finish off the transaction, whatever that transaction is, and then close the account or use the account for just emergency savings. That's also an option that people can do. So if you just use it for emergency savings, then you don't have to worry about it. And make sure you know what the bank charges are, so you're paying the bare minimum bank charges. So I don't like that I'm paying bank charges for something that I don't use at all. That really, really bugs me, because it also makes me feel like, yes, bank charges are not that high, but I also don't want to be paying at something like anything when money is going out. Because what I found was that I would have money there. And then over time, I would go back after, like, when I went back after 6 months, there's less money because of bank charges. So I was like, no, I don't like this. This is just not working out for me.
I
think it's fine if you use it for emergency savings, because then at least it's one account that you're not touching. But I don't think that that's the issue. I think that you can have emergency savings in your bank account if you open up in one account, right? If you open up multiple accounts with that bank, and you can do it in different ways. You can also have your emergency savings in, say, unit trusts that take about 48 hours to get your money out. So, I mean, with emergency savings, you want to make it a little bit hard, but not too hard to get your money out. So you want 24 hours to 48 hours to be able to get that money ASAP. But you don't really need an extra bank account for that.
Which one? Bangile, thank you so much.
It was a different bank.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. No, I get it. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time. That's the CEO of Wealthy Money and author of What's Your Money Personality, Bangile Makwakwa.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.